This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, April 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. $100 million in drought relief for ag. GOP blasts ZEV truck mandate. USDA and CDFA plan Netherlands trade mission. GOP leader pitches $100 million in drought relief. Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher of Yuba City has filed a measure to extend the Newsom administration's drought relief. Last year, the legislature approved $75 million in grants to small businesses supporting farmers who lost revenue during the drought. Gallagher's bill would add another $100 million to the program. It faces an uphill climb, looming budget deficit, and the need for two-thirds of the Democratic-controlled legislature to approve it. Republicans blast Newsom's electric truck mandate. California congressional GOP delegation yesterday urged Governor Newsom to reconsider the Advanced Clean Trucks rule passed by the Air Resources Board in 2020. In a letter to Newsom, the lawmakers argued that converting to ZEV trucks would hurt the supply chain, energy grid, and economy, echoing the concerns of the California Trucking Association. They also pointed out that agriculture is particularly vulnerable in California's energy transition, since rural regions have little to no EV infrastructure. The Republicans instead call for promoting more efficient engines and fuel sources with less of a carbon footprint like propane and natural gas. In a statement, Representative David Valadao argued Newsom is, quote, once again putting the interests of extreme environmentalists over hardworking Californians. Now keep in mind, CARB is set to approve a 100% mandate on ZEV truck sales for 2036. The Advanced Clean Fleets regulation will go before the board on April 27th. Biden vetoes WOTUS disapproval resolution. President Joe Biden removed any doubt and quashed a vote of the House and Senate to overturn his administration's Waters of the U.S. rule, vetoing a joint resolution yesterday. That veto likely spells failure for the Congressional Review Act resolution, since neither the House nor the Senate vote margins were near the two-thirds necessary to override. Keep watch. The Supreme Court will at some point issue a decision in the Sackett Clean Water case, and that could affect the rule that went into effect March 20th. Courts have so far split on the rule. A federal judge in Texas enjoined its implementation in that state and Idaho. Another judge in Kentucky rejected a similar challenge on standing grounds. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. First ever Netherlands ag trade mission is planned. In an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Alexis Taylor explained a U.S. trade trip to the Netherlands. Taylor said it will provide promising export opportunities for the wide variety of products American agriculture has to offer, from soybeans and tree nuts to meat and sweet potatoes, snacks, distilled spirits, forestry products, and more. Taylor, USDA said yesterday, will lead a delegation of more than 50 business, trade associations, and state government leaders on a trade mission from April 17th to 20th. That mission will be headquartered in the Netherlands, but also will include interests from Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Denmark. Taylor calls the Netherlands the, quote, gateway to the European Union, offering great business potential for U.S. agriculture exporters. So who else is coming? Well, Taylor will be joined by California Secretary of Food and Agriculture Karen Ross, Maine Commissioner of Agriculture, Conservation and Forestry Amanda Beal, Mississippi Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce Andy Gibson, North Dakota Commissioner of Agriculture Doug Gehring, and officials from Georgia, Indiana, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Carolina, and Tennessee Departments of Agriculture. USDA links MOU with the American Society of Agronomy. The Agriculture Department has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the American Society of Agronomy, allowing the Society to recommend individuals for USDA's Technical Service Provider Program, the agency said yesterday. The TSP program allows private sector conservation experts to help producers draft management plans and implement conservation practices, duties normally left to Natural Resources Conservation Service staff. USDA also said yesterday it was awarding $40 million this year for 31 new projects through its Conservation Innovation Grants. In addition, the department spending $19 million on two nutrient management projects through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Now take note, the agency sees TSPs and other non-agency resources as an important part of meeting the demand for expertise expected to result from a $19.5 billion increase in conservation program funding. But some groups, like ASA, suggested reducing requirements for TSP applicants with professional certifications due to concerns that current standards are discouraging people from enrolling in the program. And another thing, the agency also signed an MOU with Land O'Lakes subsidiary Truterra that to explore opportunities for expanding nutrient management adoption and technical assistance. Truterra has previously called for USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service to fully implement a 2018 Farm Bill provision allowing farmer-owned cooperatives and agriculture retailers to become TSPs. Bill banning foreign governments from buying farmland nears passage in North Dakota. A bill aimed at preventing foreign governments and state-controlled businesses from purchasing agriculture land is nearing passage in North Dakota State Legislature. House Bill 1135, which would prohibit foreign governments from acquiring agriculture land in North Dakota, passed the state Senate 47-0 on Tuesday. It now goes back to the House, which passed the original version 93-0 in February. The bill is in part the result of increased attention on land ownership brought by the FUFEN group's purchase of 370 acres of land to build a wet corn milling plant. The property bought by the Chinese company is located 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base, which the Air Force said presented a, quote, significant threat to national security. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. You cannot produce this fruit without water. That Mitchell Yerxa of River Vista Farms in Colusa County honoring National Tomato Day yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, April 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.